guess what? I have not assigned myself to get up here and talk for a long time. Long time. I don't remember when I even talked on Sunday. Kimber, it's been a long time.
Talk this Sunday, though.
Coming up, but yes, because I figured everybody had to be so sick and tired of hearing me. And now I'm going to torture you tonight because I assigned myself to tonight. Don't anybody get up and leave. Even if your wife makes you, don't go. Well, you know, kids, I wholeheartedly believe in the Bible. Greatest book ever written, and it was written so long ago. How is it possible that it is still true for us today? How is that possible? Have you ever thought about it? That was a long time ago this Bible was written. And it's written so that you're supposed to read it yourself, not go to have somebody else read it to you. Of course, you can do that if you want. You know, you can go to these big churches and they'll read it for you, I guess. But, aye, honey. But the thing is, it's written for each person individually so that you will get what you need. And it certainly explains here that God is love. Here it is over here in Corinthians. Let love be your greatest aim, but nevertheless, ask also for the special abilities that the Holy Spirit gives, and especially the gift of prophecy. That's being able to preach the messages of God. Now, why doesn't more people want to do that? I don't know. It's almost as if the Bible has gotten a reputation of something that's going to be hitting you on top of the head. And it doesn't. It just makes your life so much better if you just read it yourself. Because it's written individually for each person, individually. And I like to get the, it's called the Living Bible. Because it makes it a little better language than the old-timey language, you know. So I'd like to encourage everybody to treat yourself to that. You don't have to sit down and read it like it's a book from beginning to end. You just say, oh God, what should I read? And you just let it fall open. And you read what's right there in front of you. It's not a book that you have to read from cover to cover like some large romance or something. Allow that to happen for you. And you'll find out life's everlasting. You're never alone. Oh, it's a tremendous book. I forgot my glasses, so I had thank you to this young lady that found me these that I'm going to try to wear tonight. And I'm not going to read the whole Bible. I just want to read a few things here. I don't think I'll read the whole Bible. You want me to?
Yeah.
Beginning to end? Woo! Who is that person there that wants me to read? She wants me to stand right here and read for the rest of my life. Look at her. She's laughing about that. See that? Oh, slap her, honey. So over here it says that talks about the gifts that God gives us. We all have a gift. You know, one of the great gifts that you have is your eyesight. How'd you get that? Do you ever think about these things? Scratching your face like that, rubbing your nose. God gave you that ability, otherwise you couldn't have done it, Mary. And the voices you were singing out with here tonight, where'd you get those voices? We just take everything for granted, don't we? Or maybe I'm judging you by myself. I take everything for granted, I guess. But think about it for yourself. Everybody, I'm going to leave you in a little secret. The only one that can ever judge you is you. And you're going to be with you forever. You were, you are, and you will be. And the real you is the energy within you. And you know what the energy within you is? Love. What love is? God. We never have to be afraid of God. And we do walk around with him all the time. Him, he, she, shim. God's not male and female. God is love energy. Now, here I am again with the Bible. Again, the greatest book ever written. And it it explains everything so clearly. If I had my glasses, my own glasses, I'd be able to read it better. But let love be your greatest aim, but nevertheless ask also for the special abilities that the Holy Spirit gives, and especially the gift of prophecy, being able to preach the messages of God. Now, you see, what people have started doing, though, it's making, I'm a psychic. And they're passing this on as though they are an authority. And you know what just happens? It's called, I'll drive you crazy taking these things off and on, aren't I? Drive myself crazy first, so I'm already there. No, I'm not. But, you know, when you really take a look at yourself, nobody's perfect. That's okay. If you were perfect, you wouldn't have drawn here to all the rest of us that are a little imperfect. What do you think? Like attracts like. Have you gone out in nature and watched how the bluebirds like to fly together, and the redbirds together, and the fish in a school, and the wolves in a pack? Like attracts like. What's your friends like? What are your friends like? You've attracted to them through likeness. How do you like that? Did she slap you, honey? Huh? Just because she's your friend. Oh, you see a lot up here, don't you? I get to see a lot up here. He didn't know that I saw him wink at me. But, you know, this Bible is so clear if you read it yourself, because it's written for each person. There are people that need to be scared. If they weren't scared of the police in the streets, they'd probably rob you blind. And now, if that be the case, the Bible is for you to read, not have somebody else read it to you. Like, I want to read a few paragraphs here tonight, so don't shut me up, but it's best if you read it for yourself. Because it's written for you, so that you will get what's right for you. Some people need to be scared, and boy, you can read this and it can scare you, if that be the case. You know, so it says, if you had the gift of speaking, able to speak in tongues, and that is to speaking languages that you haven't learned, you'll be talking to God, but not to others, since they won't be able to understand you. You'll be speaking by the power of the Spirit, that it will all be a secret. But one who prophesies, preaching the messages of God, is helping others grow in the Lord, encouraging and comforting them. Oh, my goodness, kids. Read your Bible yourself. Don't have me or anybody else read it to you. And again, just a paragraph or two at a time. For me, I hold it and say, what should I read? And then I just let it come open. And it's always something that's right for me to need, that I need to hear at that time. So I make that a suggestion to you, but you do whatever's right for you, okay? So God is helping others grow in the Lord, encouraging and comforting them. So to a person that's speaking in tongues, he helps himself grow spiritually, but one who prophesies, preaching messages from God, helps the entire church grow in holiness and happiness. Now, that's what we want to do here after I quit talking. We want to be able to pass some messages on from the free side of life to because, you know, great, 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 great grandpa had to leave the body. But he still connected with you. He would still like to say something to you. Maybe it's just that you know, you're not thinking about me anymore, but I'm thinking about you. Could be just that. So anyhow, it goes on with all that. It says it talks about all the gifts here. I'm in Corinthians. If someone's given the gift of speaking in unknown tongues, he should pray also for the gift of knowing what he'd said, so that he can tell people afterwards plainly. For if a prayer is in a language I don't understand, my spirit's praying, but I don't know what he's going to be saying. This Bible's in good. It's written so that you can read it yourself and get what's right for you. That is telling me that God is talking to me. Does it tell you that God is talking to you? I hope it does. God knows your every thought, whether you speak it or not. So to me, that right there is, well, to me, it's very interesting. I like that. I like Corinthians, but I like an awful lot of the parts of this Bible. So what happened was, years ago, you see, I was raised out there in the mountains, and I never went to church except when my dad never said that he could sing. He says, if somebody asks you to sing, show them you can't. So he got invited to sing all, and we were just mountain people, but the little churches there would maybe have, you know, just a handful of people because they were so little. But we got invited him to come there and sing, and he'd always take me and my brother. We'd stand there beside him and sing. That's the only time we ever went to church. We'd go there, time to sing, and then leave afterwards. But that was an interesting time in my life. But my dad, he was never trained in music. He just did it. And so those Allegheny Mountains were very interesting people. They were so extremely good, such good people. They had nothing. They had nothing, nothing. And I remember, because they would always say, oh, come on, my dad's name was Ace. Come on, Ace, come on up, you know, come on up. And Dad would say, come on, let's get in the car and go up. And we had an old 32 Ford. And so we'd drive up there in the mountains, and it was, they'd start shouting at my dad. And I remember my mom and my brother and I were sitting in the car, and I guess they wanted to entertain us because they climbed up on the roof, and they were throwing the bricks from the chimney down. My mom is going, oh, my goodness, they're ruining that chimney. But I guess they wanted to entertain us while Dad was in talking to the family. You know, wonderful people, good people. But they didn't have the education that you people have. And that was my life, and I didn't have anybody to play with, so all I did was play the piano that Mom taught me the keys, and then so I never had lessons. I just followed through with what the keys that Mom showed me. But then as years went by, I talked this Sunday. I'd like to tell a little bit more of how I got started in all this at the Sunday service, so I won't go into it all. But I had no fear of God and the devil. God is love. We don't have to worry about a devil. We have to worry about our own thoughts and what we're attracting to us out of your own thoughts. Yeah? Can you understand? Can you believe me on that? I tell you, walk along with a nasty attitude and you will get a lot of trouble drawn right to you through your likeness. Yes, and so I never thought God would want to use me, but God has used me, and I'm very thankful. And one of the things that God has, bye, Janet, one of the things that God has really helped me with is, and I don't get it anymore, by the way, when it stops, it stops. And mine stopped. And that's my writings that I get. I get these writings that are, I think, interesting for me to read, and I'd like to read one or two to you if it's okay. All right, and they are just, again, I'm not a great educated woman. I had my high school and that was it. But in that day, you could learn more on jobs than you could, you know, so I got a job right out of high school, first of all, working a switchboard, but only for a few months because then we moved to the other side of Pennsylvania. And I got a job in the mental institution because I, believe it or not, this weak-kneed old lady up here, I was really muscular. You know, I'd jump off the roof by a rope from the big walnut tree, and I was really strong. So they put me in the mental ward with the really dangerous patients. and they didn't have meds at that time. That was a lot of years ago. They didn't have meds to give them. So anyhow, that was because I was nice and strong, I guess. But I didn't talk God all the time. I just kind of felt that I was never really alone. And you didn't have street lights. You walked in the dark, you know. That's the interesting part of my life, and I haven't really allowed myself to think much about it since I'm 89. That was a long time ago. But anyhow, to make the long story short, because I want to read a couple of my writings to you here, I found that if I just sat quietly, that my hand would go and God used me. So I'd like to share a couple of the writings, if that's okay with you. All right? One is, it's quite a responsibility. There is the mind that must be protected from the minds of others who have not learned to consider that the mind was not given by the Creator for the amusement of the negative, but to be a help to in finding and expanding positive. A child's, maybe my glasses might help a little, think. Or the glasses that you found me? Maybe. A child's mind must be protected until it's old enough to protect its own mind. But at that time, the child's mind becomes the child's a full responsibility. Parents only have a very short time to hold a solid foundation of stability in which the mind draws to the positive and sorts out the negative. Parents only have a short time. And none of you, you're all past that. You're responsible for every thought you have, and your every thought is known. And as I quote the Bible now, as you give, you will receive, heaped up and running over. So you're building your life, aren't you? With your thoughts, your deeds, and your actions. You are building your life. Now, the parent must be responsible for the safety of the physical of the child until such time as the child is mature enough to protect their physical. Now, of course, this can be alert to moving traffic, cliffs, mudslides, but also the foundation must be laid so as the child develops into the awareness that the physical, though strong, is made of clay that can need protection and needs repair. Now, a young child can, with extended pedals on the car and training, could become a speed track driver because they have not developed their knowing that accidents can happen. For this guidance, they must depend on the parents who have lived some of the life's experiences. Now, this does not mean teach them to fear, but a parent has the responsibility of the child's survival until they developed what is called common sense that comes from experience. Now, the responsibility of a child's emotional can usually be best balanced with lots of love unless the child has come to the earth plane with the lesson that only out-of-balance emotions can teach. Even at such a time, it is love that can be best assist in the balance. God is best assist in your balance. Responsibility to teach at the earth plane is to be cared for, and that the need to each be self-sufficient so as to add to the quality of life of all living things upon the earth. This teaching to a child can add to their desire to always give and receive, but to not demand to be given, reminding them that the human race is here to tend the garden of God. Holding a child's modesty in high esteem is also a responsibility of the parents until such a time as a child can hold the temple in which they live in high respect. The child's awareness of this becomes apparent when the child is approximately 6 years old, but until such a time, it is a parent's responsibility to protect a child's modesty. I see this sometimes when parents do not protect the child's modesty. It makes me a little sad. But thus the lesson taught by the story of Adam and Eve and the fig leaf. Modesty is a gate given by God as a protection until such a time as a young adult finds someone who they love and respect and are given love and respect in return. Parenting is a great responsibility and must be filled with love shown by your actions, thoughts, and deeds. Giving birth to a child does not make a parent, but is more in line with the thought that those who portray God in thoughts, action, and deed are examples of good life and thus are their parents for God. God is in each child no matter how many days, months, or years on the earth. These are only a few of the many ingredients that are needed to become responsible parents. But my, what a joy assisting in a child's experience, assisting in a child's growth. What a tremendous responsibility, what a tremendous joy. Is any of this making any sense to anybody? Now, so through the years, what I did, I'd just sit down and my hand would go and they would write whatever they wanted using my hand. And I never had to force it, never had to think what it was until after it was over, then I'd sit down and read it. But isn't that interesting that I don't get that anymore? I don't get it at all anymore. Why did it come? Why did it leave me? I guess it was for that part of my life, and now I guess I'm in a different stage of my life. But do you find it interesting? And we're all used in some way by God on this earth plane. We were used before we came here. Now we're used while we're here, and we'll be used when we leave here. And the only part of you that goes forever is your love volume. How big are you going to be when you leave this body? Teeny little bubbles of love, or are we going to be expansive, large bubbles of God? Won't that feel good? Because then the law of action goes in, law of attraction goes into action, and you're drawn to the very likeness of yourself. Now, some people who they feel like when they get married, they've been drawn to the person of their own likeness. Yes, they are, if they let the souls draw. But it's so many times we go ahead and get married to somebody that, unlike ourselves, they look good, or somebody else thinks we should, or, you know, we think nobody else wants us, or I'm getting too old, I better go ahead and get married, or I'll never get married. You know, a lot of things we go through. But the law of attraction, if we all just kept working on ourselves to be the person that you wanted to attract to you, then you would be very happy with that person that you've attracted to you, if you're happy with yourself. Are you kind of sad about some of the thoughts that you carry? Work on it. Nobody else can change it but you. You're the only one. You know, we like to have something called the devil to blame everything on when we do something nasty. Oh, the devil made me do that? Mm-mm. No. Can't blame it on anybody else but you. And it's kind of interesting, I think. I got a couple more minutes. Can I read you another one? Did you enjoy that one?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called the spider web of design. Yes, look at the Lord's Prayer that each of you know so well. Everybody can say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven. Who's going to do it with me? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, let's take a look at that Lord's Prayer that each of you know so well, and rightly so you should, because anything given out by such a divine evolved soul should be well remembered. Each sentence of the Lord's Prayer is a book of lessons, just as each day is a book of lessons if you are evolved enough to have that wisdom to be observant. The statement of gives us this day our daily bread. How many think of the loaf of bread that is taken from the oven to feed the physical? Yes, so many do just think of God sitting at a throne and dropping the loaves from the heavens and you only needing to eat and the physical's fed, then to raise and drop into sleep, and that brings on a new day. Well, let's really take a look and realize that you are more than your physical. The physical is the soul the physical is a temple of the soul, and thus is of great importance. And yes, God does send bread to feed the physical, but it may need to be planted and harvested. God already gave us that ability, but now let's think of the food for the soul that really feeds on love and only expands by giving love away. The soul expands by feasting on the wisdom of the knowing that causes the desire to love to the point of helping others. The others who are connected to each other by the cord of love or God. So we're all connected. You kick somebody else, you've just kicked yourself, a part of you. So to give you the wisdom, the alertness, and observations in order to learn from each minute as it passes by. Yes, as it passes by, because each minute does pass by, and if you're not alert, you will miss its many lessons that God gives. Now, the frightened sound of a child in need, the protecting of a nest by the parents of a hatching bird, the sniffling in the garbage of a dog who can tell by the smell if it's food or not, a piece of trash set neatly by people from a long-gone car in a parking lot, a cloud that offers rain, and on. Each day gives us the food for our soul, and with that should come the wisdom to help others. Now, how interesting it is that should come the wisdom to help others, but how interesting it is that when we think of food, we think of the physical, the food that will nourish the temple, and miss the food that is so needed for the soul that cries in wait for the food of expanding in love. The divine design of God is the web of life, and the connecting tissue is love. Well, now this is the example given by the tiny spider as he spins his web right before our eyes, perhaps just for our learning. My goodness, we can learn so much from the little bugs and birds and even the little fleas. We can learn so much from them. We're no better than them. We're just different. We're having a different experience. I don't know. I've asked, but they've never told me. I wonder if we all started out as a flea or a termite. I don't know. They've never told me. I guess I wouldn't be able to understand it. They only tell us what we can really understand. But anyhow, I hope those thoughts stirred something within each of you. Did it stir anything? Does it help us to know that God is alive and well? And we're part of God, so every time you go to a smutty movie or whatever, you're taking God in there. Yeah, we like to laugh, but it's really not funny, is it? Huh? Is it? You curse or get too drunk or whatever? Guess what? God is there. Isn't this a wonderful opportunity for growth? Soul's growth. Because as you give, you receive. Give love and you receive love. No use waiting for love. What or who did you love today? What? Who? Maybe your grandma's old cup, glass. Send her love. Maybe she's been gone for umpteen years. She would still get it. Love is the only thing that's really real. Why collect anything else? Thank you for letting me talk. It's been a long time since I gave myself the permission to get up here and talk. It's been ages because I took for granted everybody would be tired of hearing me after so long a time. So I haven't signed myself up for any talks. And so this is almost new to me, and now I talk again on Sunday. I'll see who comes. I've just scared you all off. Now I'll not see any of you here on Sunday, will I? Uh-oh. Barbara, you have to come because you have the choir.